Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. We join one of the many people I met at the recent Synod for Africa. He's Kumboni Father Paulina Mondo, a theologian from the Kenyan Bishops' Conference, who today helps us reflect on the Word of God and how it can apply to our everyday lives. Let's listen. Maybe we have something to learn.
There is one thing which we have to keep in mind from the theological point of view, that God has always been in Africa. Why do we say that? Even before the missionaries came, the Africans knew God. When you go into the ancient civilizations, whether it's in Egypt, in the Great Lakes, you will get places set aside for God. Even the name God was there. So by this fact of God having been in Africa, the Africans do not know how to express a dry God, a God who does not move with them, eat with them, climb mountains with them, even dance with them. So when we are expressing ideas about God and we are teaching about God, we must move in our own colors. We have to use our own symbols. We have to talk not only with the mouth, but with the face and also with the hands, so that the God people know can become a reality among their own lives. And that is why when we have any moment of prayer, people will have to get a gesture. They will have to get a way of standing that presents them before God. You don't just start closing your eyes and then you say, I'm looking for God. How will you see this God? God has to look at you and you look at God. Some people may think that God is imaginary, but I don't think it's so. Because theology tells us that we are created in the image of God. So he's there. When it comes to praying, to dancing, to expressing what we feel about God with all ourselves, it is exactly that. And indeed, even when we have been talking about encaratulation is not just a work in books to be done. Encaratulation is to gather the symbols, the gestures, the wording that the people have been using from time immemorial and categorize it so that it can be at least continental accepted. And it does not cause anything that is contrary to what the Mother Church would want. So our God is a dancing God, is a singing God. Our God greets with embraces. He does not just wave. Our God climbs mountains. Our God is seated at the well waiting for us when we go to get water. Our God milks cows with us. That is the African God. And that's why when you are talking about God, suppose you came to Nairobi and you start preaching on God in the city, people will surround you. Sometimes people think Africans are idle. Why do they come to attend to agendas that are not theirs? That is not true. When you talk about God, you talk about our relative. So immediately we get attracted because he's one of us.
So would you say that the Africans this way are very spiritual people?
That is what has been written, and we even repeat it, that Africans are notoriously religious. Now, we have to distinguish between religious and lack of values in our own time. Because somebody even could say, if you are notoriously religious, why all these wars? Why is it that there is vandalism? Why is this inserted poverty in the community? That is a society that is lacking values. But I can assure you that even if you went to a prison, a maximum prison down in South Africa, in Johannesburg, or in Kenya, we have some prisons like Shimora Tewa and others. You will get prisoners still praying before they sleep. Why? Because religiosity cannot be removed from the heart of any African.
Thank you there to Kumboni Father Paulina Mondo, a theologian from the Kenyan Bishops' Conference, who's based in Nairobi. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.